Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of the kingdom. We've seen from 1 Chronicles chapter 17 in verse 11, where the prophecy was given that he would raise up a seed after him, thy seed, and that seed is Christ. And this is the one that God said, I will establish his kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Jesus was the seed. Remember, he came and he took back the authority over the enemy, and his kingdom was established, a spiritual kingdom. In fact, when he came up out of hell, having been resurrected in Matthew 28:18, Jesus said, all power, the word power is exousia, meaning authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Then when he went back to heaven finally and was enthroned, Hebrews 1:8 indicates, unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Jesus entered into that kingdom, a spiritual kingdom. You and I enter into the kingdom when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Through spiritual birth, we come into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6, he's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, it talks about how he loved us, he washed us from our sins in his own blood, and he hath made us kings and priests unto God. You and I are kings and priests unto God. And we saw in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. As a royal priesthood, that's a ruling, reigning priesthood. In James 2:5, we see the fact that we are heirs of the kingdom. Colossians 1:13 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The word power is exousia. We've been delivered from the power or the authority of darkness, which is Satan's rulership, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That is the rule and the reign of Jesus Christ. When the Bible speaks of the kingdom, it's not a dwelling place, but a position of rule which we stand in and enter into as we use our faith acting upon the Word of God. There is a legal aspect to it which we stand in once we're born again, but then there is a experiential aspect that we enter into as we do what the Word says. The Greek word for authority is exousia, which means the right to rule or having spiritual jurisdiction. It denotes the freedom to act and the authority for the action. Literally, it means to be out of or to be out of yourself, because ex is the word out of and ousia means to be. So it means to be out of ourself or the right to go beyond ourself. That's what the power of attorney is. It is a delegated authority given to us through the name of Jesus that we speak in, and we have the right to enforce spiritual laws. We rule, we dominate, we control, we take dominion over Satan's forces, and with authority delegated to us, you and I have the responsibility to carry out this rulership under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And remember, the word kingdom means a king's domain. Dom is short for domain. A king rules. A domain is a territory or a realm. So a kingdom is a territory or realm over which a king rules. And you and I rule in the realm of the Spirit under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Remember, his kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. In fact, the kingdom of God is actually the central theme that we see preached from the time of John the Baptist. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 2, this is where John the Baptist said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus himself preached about it in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In Matthew 4, 23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And in Luke 8, 1, it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Well, he raised up the 12 and had them go forth and do the same. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8, he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give." And then he raised up the 70, and in Luke chapter 10 and verse 9, he said, "Heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you." Also, before Jesus went back to heaven, he was speaking to the disciples about the things about the kingdom of God. In Acts 1 verse 3, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Then after the day of Pentecost, they were going forth preaching the things about the kingdom of God. In Acts chapter 8, when Philip went to Samaria and preached Christ to them, in verse 12, it says, "When they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." He was preaching the things about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, which is the means whereby that kingdom is brought into manifestation. In Acts chapter 19, in verse 8, speaking of Paul, it says, "He went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God." And then in Acts 28, verse 23, "And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening." In Acts chapter 28, verse 31, "Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him." That was what went on during the book of Acts in the beginning of the church era. Now, as we mentioned in Colossians 1:13, we've been delivered out of the authority of darkness and brought into the kingdom of his dear Son. We're in that position of rule, but we are to experientially enter into the kingdom, and we do that with the authority that's been delegated unto us. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The first word power is this word exousia, meaning authority. The second word power for power of the enemy is dunamis, which does mean power. So it says literally, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The authority that's been delegated to you in the position of ruling and reigning in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ is over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You don't have to be afraid of anything of the enemy. But we're going to enter into the kingdom by using that authority. Now, we mentioned in John 3:3, where Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see or perceive the kingdom of God." You can't perceive it till you're born again. In verse 5, he says, "Except a man be born of water," physical birth, "and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God," indicating that we have to be born spiritually, which is being born again, before we can enter into it. Now we can enter into it experientially as we use the authority delegated to us and act on the Word of God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you and I are to seek first, that's a priority, the kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God. Know our weapons, know our authority, know how the kingdom of God operates over the enemy. In Luke chapter 12, verse 31, he said, "Rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Our Father's good pleasure is to give us the rule and the reign of God. And the way you're going to learn this is through the Word of God. Matthew 13:19 says, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom," the Word of God is the word of the rule and the reign of God. And as you act upon it, you are going to enter into ruling and reigning over your enemies. In Psalms 119, verse 133, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." As you order your steps in line with the Word, you'll be walking after the Word of the kingdom, and no iniquity will have dominion or authority over you. Now in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, Except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You and I want to enter into the rule and the reign of heaven. The only way you can do it is, of course, to be converted, born again, but also to become as little children, to humble yourself as a little child. Humility is a prerequisite for you entering into ruling and reigning. Those that are full of pride will not rule and reign. It is only those that have humbled themselves. Now we see another principle in Romans 9:21, hath not the potter power, or that's the word exousia, meaning authority, over the clay. Jesus is the potter, the clay refers to us, therefore the potter has authority over the clay, and he'll make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. Remember, we mentioned what determines whether you're a vessel of honor is if you purge yourself from all of the iniquity so that you're a vessel of honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, as it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2. So we need to allow the Lord to have authority over us, to mold us into the things that he wants, which is to make us a vessel of honor. And of course, that's if we obey him and do what he commands us in his word. Now in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5 and following, Jesus entered into Capernaum, and there came a centurion beseech him, and he said, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said to him, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. This man, a centurion, was under authority to Rome and in authority over the men that were under him. He understood authority, and he saw something in the Lord, that the Lord was under authority to the Father in heaven and in authority over the devils and over sickness and disease and all the works of the enemy. And he also understood how authority was released. He would speak forth the word. As he spoke the word, that released the authority. And he understood this because he would say to this man, go, and he would go, to another, come, and he would come, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. He was experienced in operating in authority. God wants you to understand that you must be under authority to the Father in heaven, and understand that you are in authority over sickness and disease and evil spirits and all the works of the enemy, and also how your authority is going to be released. You are in the position, but you're going to enter into it as you use the authority delegated to you, and you're going to release that authority through speaking forth words. As you speak forth words, releasing your authority, you are going to cast out the devils and heal the sick and do the mighty works of God. So we've talked further about the kingdom of God. Very important that you understand this, because again, it's a central theme of the Word of God. You and I now, through spiritual birth, have come into the kingdom, and we are kings and priests as a royal ruling priesthood with authority over all of the power of the enemy. And as you seek first the kingdom and get the word of the kingdom in you and become as a little child, humbling yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord, and you're under authority to the Father in heaven, submitted unto him, and understand that you're in authority over the devil and all of his works, and how it is released as you speak forth the word of God, which releases the authority delegated to you, you are going to do the mighty works of God, and you're going to experientially enter into the kingdom of ruling and reigning under the lordship of Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.